We looked at comparative models of NSAID-induced intestinal inflammation. This is an important area given the prevalence of GI diseases in both people and animals. The model we looked at specifically was the effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs on the gastrointestinal tract. In approximately 30% of adults take NSAIDs in the United States each day to manage a host of painful and inflammatory conditions. The same is true for veterinary medicine, although the exact numbers are less well documented. Despite the frequency of use of this class of medications, they do have several side effects, with those on the GI tract being among the worst. The effects of NSAIDs on the GI tract remain underdiagnosed, but still commonly cause issues. Approximately 16,000 Americans die each year because of the effects of NSAIDs on the GI tract. Another 100,000 or so are hospitalized. Importantly, there are no effective management or prevention strategies for the effects of NSAIDs on the GI tract. And the reasons for this are unclear. But there are two important issues. One is that we still poorly understand the pathophysiology of the effects of NSAIDs on the GI tract. And second is that there's a lack of a good animal model to recapitulate this disease. Mouse and other small rodent models are most commonly used, but these species are known to have extreme sensitivity to the effects of NSAIDs, and therefore the results obtained in those species do not translate to the human medicine very well. Therefore, we set out to compare two large animal models with the mouse model. So we looked at a porcine model, an equine model, and of course the mouse model of NSAID enteropathy. And what we found is that mice get extreme injury to the GI tract because of NSAIDs, pigs are resistant to the effects of NSAIDs, and horses are in the middle where they have some injury to both the upper and lower GI tract. Interestingly, all three species develop severe gastric ulcers in response to NSAIDs, but only the mouse and horse develop lower GI injury. And it's the lower GI effects of NSAIDs that are associated with the morbidity and mortality with following NSAID use. So we propose that the horse may be a more effective model for NSAID-induced intestinal inflammation as compared with the pig or the mouse.